Tuesday, 9:40 Pacific time. That's right now, and that's when we check in with our good friend Karen Lyle, who co-hosts this segment with me for SailSportsTalk.com. Once again, SailSportsTalk.com. And she was talking to us last week, giving us a little prelude to her trip to the BVI, that's the British Virgin Islands. And Karen, you join me from your boat on satellite phone now, is that right?
Well, actually, I'm on cell phone. I'm in the Sir Francis Drake Channel. We're actually sailing in about 22 knots of wind. We're on a close reach, and we're heading for Virgin Gorda, and we just came from Cooper Island. And we're towing our dinghy behind us. I don't know if you can hear any of the ambient noise. I'm under the Dodger.
You're under the Dodger?
I am under the Dodger, and that's not a team.
What I was going to say, what is the Dodger?
So the Dodger is a wind shelter that has, it's kind of like if you were, the windshield of your car, right? And
okay.
But it's made out of kind of a clear plastic and then the top of it is canvas. And so it shelters you from the wind in your face, and that makes it possible for you to hear me. Otherwise, you'd just be hearing the wind, and my voice would be very faint.
Yeah, no, you sound good for a cell phone. And I should say also, I'm looking at the map here of the BVIs, and if you're in the mood for a cheeseburger, you should head on over to Beef Island.
Oh, that's right. Well, Sir Francis Drake Channel, you remember Sir Francis Drake. He was a privateer for the England to relieve the Spanish galleons of some of their excess gold. So this channel was named after Sir Francis Drake, and they say that Beef Island was where the pirates came to steal the beef, and then they'd go to Salt Island to get the salt, right?
Uh-huh.
This is just oral history.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but it's beautiful weather. So the first part of it, when we left, we picked up our boat in Tortola in Roadtown. And first night, you go to the grocery store, and, there's four of us, so we all did shopping for 10 days and provisioned the boat. And, of course, getting water as well, because you're not going to drink the biology around here in the water. And so then we went over to Norman Island, and Norman Island has two great features. So one of the great features is that it has caves, and you can swim. You can take your dinghy, which is a small boat with an outboard motor, inflatable. And you take your dinghy over to the a little line with some floats, and you tie off there, and then you have your snorkel mask and your fins, and you go into the caves. And there's one especially you go into the cave, and you can come up and actually stand up inside, and there's a huge opening, and there's like this moss that's hanging down, and the sun's coming through, and it's just so dramatically beautiful. You just think, oh my gosh, this is just a gorgeous place for a photograph. And so, of course, we take photographs because I have an underwater camera, right? It can get all wet. And then the other part is Willie Pease. And Willie Pease is this boat that has, it was destroyed during the Hurricane Irma in 2017, but they replaced it and named it the Willie P2. It's just a flat barge that is a bar, and people come there to party, and they have a DJ that plays dance music, but the big feature is that people like to take off all their clothes and jump off the back naked into the water below on the second floor. Not everybody does, but there's always some, would I say brave soul or idiotic? I'm not sure which.
Are you talking about the William Thornton on Norman Island?
It's the Willie T. We call it the Willie T. Yeah.
The Willie T. I see. I'm a dork. I called it the William Thornton.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been at one time.
Yeah, it is. It actually does say Willie T on the side. You're absolutely right. I'm looking at another picture. By the way, it looked like they got good cheeseburgers there. It looks like it.
Well, they have drinks, so it's a bar. I don't know. I've never gotten food there. I don't know if they have food there. Usually we're on our boat not too far away. We just go over and check it out and see what people are doing and then stay there for a bit, 30 minutes, and come back to our boat.
So I just wondered about the, is how much of it is just pure hedonistic pleasure that would make Caligula blush?
You know, I think it depends upon what your boat is and what your pleasure is. I don't think there's no one in our boat that stripped off their clothes and jumped off the back of the Willie T. that wasn't our thing. We're into sailing, so we're sailing from island to island. And right now, this passage that we're on, which is coming from Cooper Island up to Virgin Gorda, is probably about a 4 to 5 hour sail, and the winds are going, you know, between 15 knots to 25 knots, varying. So it takes a little bit of skill to handle the boat and do well. But you've got all kinds of people here. So, you know, it's a lot of different folks have, everything depends upon what their boat prefers. Some people just come here to party, and maybe you know, there might even be a boat out there that's Caligula's pleasure. You never know.
I'm not really
the party gal. I'm the sailing gal. So,
speaking of that, I have to make a joke because I'm looking. You know me. I got to try to make a joke on Virgin Gorda. I don't know if Irish people settled here, but it's a place called Little Dick's Bay.
right. There you are. And you know, a lot of these islands were named after people. Looking at the shape of the island, they look at the shape of Virgin Gorda and say, oh, that looks like a fat virgin, you know, so we'll call that Virgin Gorda, you know, or that looks like a cow, we'll call that Beef Island, or, oh, that looks like a dog lying down, we'll call that Great Dog, and the little islands around it, the dogs, you know, the little dogs.
Well, it's interesting. So, I see that Richard Branson, of course, he has a huge estate on Mosquito Island, and I wonder if they named it that just to keep people away, like Iceland.
Well, I think the island had its name before he bought the land, and but we've sailed by it many times. I personally am not one of his guests at this point, but
I can't believe it. Did you tell him you're in the Up and Down Club?
But I know people who know him, so you know.
So
I prefer to be on my own. You know, I'm more of the adventurer. You know, like to go out and you know, have the visceral pleasure of actually sailing the boat rather than necessarily be on the super yacht with everybody serving me. So,
gotcha.
Do you sleep on the boat,
or is it?
Yeah.
No hotels at all.
It's a 40-foot, and so we have three cabins, and everybody has their own cabin here. And so, two heads and a galley, and you know, we basically are living on the boat for 10 days. That's the lifestyle.
Are you ever tempted to go to Puerto Rico, being so close?
Well, the first time I came to the British Virgin Islands, we flew into Puerto Rico and took a small plane from Puerto Rico to, I think it was Virgin Gorda, the airport that we came into. But a lot of people actually like come from Puerto Rico. This is called Christmas in July for the Puerto Ricans, right? And so they come in their center console power boats from Puerto Rico and come into the Willie T, actually. So, like, sometimes if we're in there, it's right around the 24th or something of July. I have to look it up. You could probably look it up. I don't have the internet here. But anyway, you'll see a lot of people, a lot of Puerto Ricans at the Willie T, and the parties get pretty wild. It's kind of interesting to come at that time. That's their goal. They come in to go to the Willie T, right?
Well, let me ask you about this, because if you were to, and maybe you have already, but if you were to go down into the Antilles a little bit west and then, east and south, I'm looking at, you know, these famous names and places that most of us will never go. St. Kitts and Nevis, Antigua, Barbuda, Montserrat, Guadeloupe, Martinique, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, O'Donnell Foyle, Grenada, we remember that, Barbados. You ever get down to any of those?
So I have friends who have been to all of those, actually. I have not been to all of those. I might be going to Bermuda in September for the first time. But I, you know, I started sailing later in life. My dad was a power boater, and I didn't start sailing until about 20 years ago. And I was, you know, running a piano rebuilding business up till a certain point, you know, with a lot of employees and didn't have a lot of mobility. So I just changed my lifestyle, you know, got out. I still have the piano business, but I'm not doing the same stuff with it. So I can travel and see the world and adventure a bit, you know.
Have you been to Charlotte Amalie?
I have not.
That looks like it's the biggest island there. Of course, Road Town is like where you're going to be going.
Well, that was where we started. We started, and we'll return the boat there on the 23rd of July. So you'll hear from us another time out now. Now we're going to be sailing in. I can see Virgin Gorda right now, which is a pretty big island. And we talked about that last week, about the Bass, which is on Virgin Gorda. We'll probably stay here a couple of days, maybe stay in Leverick Bay one day, and that's where we'll top off water. And that's the thing. You've got to conserve when you're out here. So you can't use, you know, the way we would take a shower, right, would be something that would probably use up half your water tank for one person. So we have to be more conservative. And, you know, I guess probably like you were in the military and you had, you know, deployed and you had to pay attention to how you used your resources. You have to run your engine about every twice a day to keep the refrigerator powered so your food doesn't, you know, get all, you know, it's not the same as being on land, because you do have to be aware of those things.
Last question for you. Do you dock, or do you throw down anchor and then take like a little Zephyr or whatever Zodiac to the shore?
Well, it is the third option, which is to catch a mooring. So there are mooring balls that are already anchored to the bottom of the, usually it's sand or grass, because you don't want to be destroying any of the coral or the reefs. And there's maybe about 30 moorings in a bay. If you're going into a place like Virgin Gorda, there are Virgin Gorda has quite a large sound, they call it. There's several different parts of it, like the bay has different parts, you know, in San Francisco. And so there's several different anchorages inside, and those are mooring balls, and you go in and the captain or the driver is at the back and is aiming for that mooring ball, and two of us are up front, and one takes a hook and catches the line, and it has a eye on it, and then we take some lines, we call ropes that are working, we call them lines, and make a bridle in the front. And so then the boat just kind of hangs off of that mooring ball, and it moves with the wind, so it kind of goes in a little slow arc, you know, all the time you're on it. It's, you know, just slowly moves from side to side, you know, with the wind and the currents.
Unbelievable adventures going on, and a few pops at the Willie T. Karen Lyle and the BVI's SailSportsTalk.com. Thanks for the update, and have a blast.
Oh, I will. And then, you know, not too long before my next painkiller drink. And you guys enjoy. Have a great time out there, and we're having a great time here.
All right, good stuff. Don't get too drunk that you can't steer the boat. I'm Rick Tittle. Come up on Sports Violence.